Matthew chapter 11 and verse 12. And I'm going to say a lot of stuff that incites people. Have I ever been known to say anything like that? Yeah. That's why, you know, you're the ones that stay here. You know, you've heard stuff and it doesn't bother you that much, I guess. Or you like it and you think the same way. I don't know. But I'm just going to say it the way it is, okay? And it may, you know, upset people, and it may not. I don't know. But we'll see where the chips fall. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 12. And we're going to pray before we read this. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the glory in your word. I thank you for the Holy Spirit who wrote this word through holy men, that we can have your words speaking to us today. Let us receive these words. Let us go forth in these words. Let us prosper in these words and thrive and please you and do what we're supposed to do in the earth today. In Jesus' name we receive it. We ask for our hearts and our ears to be opened that we may truly be this people that you've called us to be. Help me to speak and help people to hear and let us enter into your glory in a new way, a new dimension, higher and higher in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And the violent take it by force. Okay, now think about this. The kingdom of heaven was suffering violence all the way up until the time of John the Baptist. He just said this. You're going to have to hang with me today because I'm going to dump it on you. And if you're not ready, you know, if somebody came up and just dumped a big cut, you know, like at those football games, the coach is there, and as they come up and they dump the Gatorade on him, you ever see the look on his face? It's like, ah! But if he was prepared for it, it might not have been so bad, and he might have moved. Hallelujah, but I'm going to dump it on you, okay? So I'm trying to prepare you, so you got to stay with me here. Everybody say, stay with me. Stay with me. Go towards the light. Stay with me, brother. The kingdom of heaven up to the time of John the Baptist was suffering violence. Do you remember that any time a prophet would say something? Remember Jesus coming to the earth, John the Baptist coming into the earth. What did they do? The king heard about it. He killed all the newborn kids. Do you remember this? Herod slaying all the children up to the age of two. That's abortion till the age of two. Instituted his law. Was Herod a good man? No. Should he have been in office? He ended up, you know, getting kicked out of office. But he said, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. That's the kind of violence. The devil saw something coming into the kingdom of God in the earth, and he tried to stop it. He tried to kill it. He was the one creating the violence. Do you understand? The devil doesn't like it. He gets violent over it. The kingdom of what? The kingdom of heaven is suffering violence where? In heaven? They do something in heaven, just went violent. It was a big shake. No, it was in earth. The kingdom of heaven's trying to come into the earth, and it suffered violence. The devil trying to stop it. Up until John the Baptist. You understand? Then he says, the violent take it by force. Take what? The kingdom. And so now, we're in a new age now. We're taking a kingdom by force, and you're going to have to get this. And it's not just this one scripture. We'll show you in many other scriptures that we have a kingdom to take. Yes. It's flipped over now. Now we're taking his kingdom by force. Yes. Do you understand? Right. It flipped over. Now God's got his kingdom in the earth, doesn't he? Yes. Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we as the believers are the ones taking the other kingdom by force. We're taking it. Taking back all of those things that the devil tried to steal out. And I know, you know, it's hard to see in just this one verse, but it bears out. The other way doesn't make sense. Now the violent take it by force. The kingdom of heaven suffering violence, and now the violent people are taking it. It doesn't make sense that way. What makes sense is now that the kingdom is here, we're taking the other things back. And you know you got to do this. Sometimes with sickness in your body, you got to get forceful about it. Kick that thing out. Right? That's what I mean, insight. I mean, insight people into taking things by force. They're like a militia. Grab your weapons, brother. Do we have weapons? Mighty under the God for what? Depolishing. Hang them on the wall. No, for the pulling down of strongholds. We're a forceful kingdom, and the problem is most of the Christians aren't a forceful kingdom. They're still in patty cake church. They don't want to hear anything. They don't want to stand up for anything. He's walking love. Well, love is strong. Hallelujah. Amen. Take it by force. Go with me to Colossians 1:13. Brother, I didn't know I was getting involved in this. Well, read the fine print next time. Where's the fine print? Well, it's in your Bible. Someone, maybe you should have got the large print so you could have read it. But the point is, you were crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, you live. Not you, but Christ lives in you. And he's got a plan, people. And it's called world domination. You don't think so? He's the Lord Jesus Christ. He paid the price for it. He wants his lordship in the earth. It's called world domination. Am I right? Where does he want his people then? In a cave, brother, till he comes back to dominate. No, 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 no. Where have you been? You've been in a cave too long. Welcome to church. We're going to overcome. What do we overcome? We overcome evil with good. We're overcomers. We're world overcomers. Is this in your Bible? This is the language of the Bible. We are world overcomers. What overcomers? World overcomers. Brother, I don't know. Sounds like a megalomaniac up there. You want to take over the world? Hey, this is Jesus. I'm just following him, okay? And you want to be on his side as he takes over the world, because then he gives you some of it. We're talking about taking cities. Where does the city exist? The city of heaven in the ethereal zone. No, on earth, there's cities, and we happen to be in one right now. You mean you're going to overcome the city and dominate it? I guess so. If you're going to line up with the Bible, the problem is people are believing for things the Bible doesn't offer. Just get in line with the Bible. They're asking amiss. Have you ever read that? They're asking for something God doesn't have. A little get me by, just help me, please. When he's got world overcomer. He's got world domination. Nobody wants to play that game. Well, I do. You? Yeah. Why not? And I want all of you to come with me. Let's overcome. Let's do what we're supposed to be, and let's dominate. You got to start seeing yourself that way. Otherwise, you won't. You'll just go hide in a cave. It's going to get stinky in there after a while. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. We have been delivered from the power or the authority of darkness. Have been. Translated into the what? The kingdom of his dear Son. You know how much Jesus talked about the kingdom? It was the gospel of the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom. And even the apostles said, when are you going to establish the kingdom? They knew he was talking language that meant it was coming on earth. And he said, it's not for you to know the times, but you'll receive the Holy Ghost. Because he had a different way of bringing in the kingdom. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about the political process. We're talking about the spiritual political process that actually overcomes everything. What kingdom are you in now, according to this verse? You have been delivered from the power of darkness. Now you're in, translated into the kingdom of his dear Son. Is it above the power of darkness? Yes. That means the power of darkness is where? Under your feet. We're not subject to it anymore. I hope you guys are ready for this. Hallelujah. Hath delivered us from the power of darkness. Go over to Luke 10. Luke 10, verse Got a bunch of scriptures here. I want you to see that this is in your Bible. Brother, this doesn't look like the Romans road at all. Behold, I give you power or authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Could this be true? This can't really be true, right? It is true? This is in your Bible. And we call the Bible truth, right? He has. Behold, I give you power and authority to tread on all serpents, scorpions, and over all. Everybody say all. All the power. All the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Hallelujah.
All the power.
Hallelujah.
Now, we've been delivered from the power of darkness, translated into the kingdom. And he's given us all power over all the power and authority of the enemy. Right? Okay. I'm glad you came. Matthew 6:10. Just building my case here. Thy kingdom come. We all know this prayer. Jesus said, pray this, right? This is the Lord's prayer. They said, teach us to pray. He goes, well, how do we pray? So he says, this is how you pray. When you pray, say these things. You say this. Thy kingdom come. Thy what? Come? Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in heaven when we die. What kingdom? This kingdom that is over all the power of the enemy. This kingdom that you've been translated into. You are praying for this kingdom to come on this earth as it is in heaven. Well, is it that way in heaven? Sure, it's that way in heaven. Now your job is to pray this thing, this kingdom, into the earth. What's a kingdom but the domain of the king? So what are you praying? For the domain of the king to be in that part of your earth. If it's sickness, you're praying that the domain of healing be in that part of your earth. Yes. If it's poverty, you're praying for the domain of Jehovah Jireh. The Lord providing is in that part of your earth. His kingdom, which is over all the power of the enemy. People still here? We're talking world domination here. What kind of world? This world. Pray his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Is this making sense, people? Brother, do you believe that's even possible? I'm not telling you that it's possible. I'm telling you this is what we're commanded to do. This is our job. And if we aren't doing it, we aren't doing what we're supposed to be doing. We're doing something else. We got some little religious program going on. Hallelujah. Go over to chapter 16. Matthew 16. Start getting kingdom-minded. World domination, brother. Taking over. It's just the way it is. I'm sorry. Not really, but I'm sorry for, you know, people that aren't in this kingdom. Because guess what? If their kingdom is not the kingdom of God, it is going down. Right? We should hand out L's for people to stick on their foreheads. You make the choice. We're going to make it so blatantly obvious for people. The Bible says it's going to get darker in the world and brighter in the church. It's going to become so blatantly obvious they need to make the choice. Get in the kingdom or stay in loser world. I don't like that language. Well, that's just plain. Like I said, it's plain the way it is because it's going down. We know that. Do we know the world system is going down? But does that mean you're going down? Only if you're joined up with that world system and that's the way your source is coming from and that's how you live is in that system. But we're not going down, we're going over. We're overcoming it by the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 19. And I will give you the keys of what? My Volkswagen. My locker. You can wash my gym socks. Goodness, no. I give you the keys of the kingdom. Well, what good would that be? So you can unlock the kingdom and loose it. Let it go in your part of the earth. Let the kingdom go. Let it flow. Open up those lockers. You open up a locker of healing, well, what sickness is going to come on you then? Can't stay. Open up the locker. Let out that part of the kingdom. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Same thing. Jesus said, I'm going to pray his will on this earth. Where are you?
Earth.
You're on the earth. Hello? Where are we? We're on the earth. We're on a specific part of the earth. So our job is now to pray his will on this earth as it is in heaven. He's given us the keys to what? His kingdom, to loose these things. And it's over the power of the other kingdom. Behold, I give you power and authority over all. Y'all said all earlier. It's over all. Right? Over some. No. No. No, not over some, over all. This is the language of the Bible. This is, you know, I think of this. I remember talking to this one girl. She was at this Christian camp, and she was reading the Bible, you know, obviously very young in the Lord. If in the Lord, I question this. Because she says, I was reading in the Gospels there, and the way Jesus was talking, I'm surprised they didn't kill him. And I was like, wait a minute. They did. Why did they? And you'll see this. You'll see the language. And I'm not making this up. You start talking this language, it's incitive. I hope I'm using the right word. Is that the right word? Because I keep using it. You're inciting people. This kind of language incites people. You start talking about a new king. One that can't be seen. Who does that irritate? The king that's already there. He doesn't like this. We should just call him a new president. Oh, we serve a different president, buddy. And they were like, oh, hey, hoo. We don't like that. They start tapping your phones, tracking your bank accounts. Why? This is the language that got them in trouble. And so guess what? I'm going to use the same language. It's the language of the Bible. You shall overcome the world. Man, some circles, they start watching you and following you. Men with little black jackets and coats and earphone things. Talking into their sleeve. Here he comes. Coming around the bend. He's trying to overcome the world. He's a world dominator.
Yeah.
He's a dominator. Brother, you're just making it. I am not making this up, people. He's going to give you the keys to the kingdom. And this is the problem. We've been so saturated with unbelief from our traditional thinking and our world surroundings and stuff, we think this is just impossible. It's not impossible. This is the gospel. This is the gospel of the kingdom. This is what he's called you to do, is to operate in this supernatural ability to subdue the kingdom of darkness. This is the job of the church. And I don't care how many of us there are. This is still our job. And when we subdue it, we will dominate. Get used to it. Oh, you're one of those dominators, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I demand respect out of the devil. Right? Demand it. Why? Because of who you are in the name of Jesus, in that kingdom. Okay, hallelujah. Go to Acts chapter 4, 29. We've been talking about taking a city. Is that even possible? Well, think of the language I've been using so far. Is it possible to take one city? What do you mean, take it? I mean, take it. Boy, I'm going to get into this too, and I don't, if I can develop this enough. The Bible says that the Levites were commanded to take tithes of all the people. And I've heard other people say, no, the Bible says that we're supposed to receive tithes. Receive. Yeah, it does say receive, but there's several scriptures that say you're supposed to take it. They were commanded to take them. How do you take tithes from a whole city? Well, you get them into the kingdom of God, and you tell them about it. You're taking them. You're filling the whole city with his word. Way ahead of myself, but hallelujah. Welcome to my world. Is that possible? See, in these things, some people just never even thought this way before. So this is just like new stuff. What is this new stuff coming? This is the gospel. Why haven't we heard this before? But if you don't, it's by hearing and then hearing. You may not get it the first time. But then you hear it the second time and it starts to go, that sort of makes sense. Right? What do you do if your kingdom overcomes another kingdom? Usually they tax them, don't they? Right? Well, they take all their stuff too, but they tax them. They put them to work for them. They become part of their kingdom, right? Well, what happens when we take a city? That tithe, is the tithe, does it belong to the Lord?
Yes, it does.
What about the person who's not even a believer right now? Is the tithe of that man's income, does that belong to the Lord? It's holy to the Lord. We're called to take it. We've been just letting it go. You should go up to your boss, Julia, poke him in the chest, say, no. 10% of your all the income from this belongs to the Lord. Fork it over. And it's going to take people that get this down in their spirit. God will reveal to them the actual way to bring this to pass, and it will come not by might nor by power, but by divine revelation of the Holy Ghost. You will see, I can do this. But if you don't ever hear it, you're never going to believe it. You're never going to think that you can do it. That's why this kind of language gets people in trouble. You're going to take the city? You're going to take 10% of all the income of the city? Yeah. Well, I don't believe it, brother. Well, tough. Who asked you anyway? I'm just preaching the gospel here. Like I said, we'll put it on the news and go out there with a megaphone and shout up at the newscasters over there. 10%! 10%'s coming in. What if we believe for it? All things are possible to him that believe, and I got scriptures for it. Come on. I'm just looking for some radical people who are willing enough to just take it. What could you do with 10% of the gross national product? You certainly could preach the gospel, couldn't you? Yeah. Have any problems getting on TVs or whatever? People still here. You know, we can go as far as we want to go. How far do you want to go? Not very far. I just want to go out to the snack machine. I wish you'd hurry up. I believe that this kind of language in where's the snack machine? I believe that this kind of language in the Bible is there for us to walk it out. If we don't walk it out, well, then what is it there for? We might as well just let it die. Close the book and go, that would be nice. This page is covered with dust. Somebody's going to have to take this up and do it. Somebody's going to have to believe that this is what God's calling them to do and just do it, whether anybody likes it or not. Acts chapter 4, 29. Glory be to God forever. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. Here is where the apostles had been called on the carpet by the rulers of the day and told not to do something. It was against their law. It was against what they were telling. They were the rulers, right? And look what the apostles prayed. They all got together. They went to their own company. They prayed this prayer, and they said, Lord, grant unto thy servants that with all boldness, everybody say boldness. Boldness, they may speak his word. His word. They're asking for boldness to do what? To stand up to the rulers of the day and speak his word with all boldness. Then he goes on to pray about the power coming, confirming it, all these other things. Are you still here? Turn with me to Acts chapter 17. Now, were they at this point doing what Jesus wanted them to do? We see signs and wonders began to follow them as they were doing this. Were they the disciples? Were they well trained? Weren't they praying God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven? They even said, is it better for us to obey you or to obey God? We said, we're going to obey God, and we're going to pray for boldness that we can obey God and fill this world with his word, his kingdom. Acts chapter 17. Remember somebody saying to me, you know, I don't know, that gospel you preach down there, it's just too hard, it's too hard. I don't know if I can run that fast. I say, well, sorry. Go sit in the back then. Go sit you know, over in the lazy section or something. Go sit in some place where, you know, that people, Christians aren't running that fast, where they don't talk about world domination. World dominate. Have you read the end of the book?
Yeah.
Is there a battle going on between kingdoms? And we think, oh, and the problem is the church has always thought that the kingdom of darkness was battling the kingdom of light. They've had it backwards. Yes. We're the ones battling down the kingdom of darkness and taking it over. He's already lost, people. He's already been held captive. Jesus destroyed his power. He gave now you authority over all the power of the enemy and told you to go into all the world and preach the gospel of the kingdom. It's the domain of the king. And everywhere you go, the soles of your foot treads on, you take it. Ha, 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 ha. Acts chapter 17, verse 1. Now, when they had passed through, why couldn't they just say Jonestown or something? Amphipolis and Apollonia. Are these places cities, people?
Yes.
Are they? Or are they just like somebody's backyard? Aphonia law, his backyard. No. Apollonia. They came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews, and Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. And some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks, a great multitude, and the chief women, not a few. Now, it says that Paul, as his custom was. Does this sound like something else we've already heard? Jesus had a custom of doing the same thing. Where do you think Paul got this custom? He got it from his Lord, the Lord Jesus. So Jesus just carrying on the same thing. Right? The Holy Ghost came on Jesus. Let's hold your place right there. I want you to turn over and see this. Luke chapter 4. We will flip right back there. Once again, I want you to see this out of your own Bible. I'm not twisting the Scriptures. I'm just showing them to you. Mm-hmm. You're going to be a world dominator. You got to know what you're dominating from. Go to your domination handbook. You got your domination handbook? Not denomination handbook. Verse 14, Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. There went a fame of him throughout all the region round about. And he did what? He taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. He taught in their synagogues. Verse 16, he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, stood up for to read. What did he do? He taught. He taught. The first thing he began to do when the Holy Ghost came on him is he began to speak God's word. He taught them. What did Paul do? Said his custom was to enter into those cities. Remember, Jesus said he was sent to these cities, and to other cities I must go. Now he's with Paul, going into these cities, doing the same thing, reasoning with them, teaching them that Jesus is the Christ. Do you understand? Is this an operation of God? Absolutely. Acts chapter 17, just flip right back there if you held it. Acts chapter 17. Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them and reasoned 3 days about the Scriptures. Many of them believed, verse 4. Now verse 5, but the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort. I love the King James. Lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company and set all the city. Everybody say, all the city.
All the city.
The whole city, people. in an uproar and assaulted the house of Jason and sought to bring them out to the people, all of the city. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren into the rulers of the city, crying, "These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also." They turned the world upside down. They say, hey, these are the kind of people. They didn't even catch Paul in those, so they just grabbed some extra people that were standbys. These people, they've turned the world upside down. Now they've come into our city. Do you understand? You know what their intent was. Please, you got to understand, what kind of gospel were they preaching? It was a world, city, upsetting, turning over kind of gospel. Oh, brother, what are you getting me into here? "These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also, whom Jason has received." He let them into their house. "And these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus." Do you see what got them in trouble? It's the same language they were preaching, the kingdom. What kingdom? The kingdom of God, whom Jesus is Lord over. He's the king. And I'm sure they were saying he had more power than all these other things that were in that realm. That's what we're saying today. It's the same gospel. Do you see that? Hallelujah. And they didn't like it. Some people liked it. Said a whole multitude believed. And we know he wrote books. Thessalonians. Wrote two of them. We have those. They're right in there. Go read them sometime. They're good. So we have believers established there. We have believers that he was saying that your kingdom rules over every kingdom, even Caesar's. You're waiting for me to tell you to get the weapons out of the closet over there, aren't you? The weapons of our warfare are spiritual, okay? Our kingdom is a supernatural kingdom that subdues all the other things. You understand? This is when people don't believe, this is what they have a problem with. What are you talking about, a kingdom? And if they don't see and they don't understand you, and then they get upset. The whole city got upset. Isn't that wonderful? I don't know why I like that so much. But either way, you want the whole city turning and repenting like Nineveh did, or you want the whole city upset. Either way, we're talking about cities here, aren't we? So one way or another, our presence here is either going to irritate everybody or they're all going to turn. Either way, I don't care. Let the chips fall, brother. But either way, you're obeying God. Oh, glory be to God. Acts chapter 5, verse 28 says that they filled Jerusalem with their doctrine. They were called up and said, "You filled the whole city, all of Jerusalem, with your doctrine." Yes, amen. Amen. And they must have been saying, glory to God. I'm pleasing God. I've filled the whole city with my doctrine. It's about time. All right, go to Acts chapter 1. You got to see these things, people, or you will never catch yourself as being a world overcomer. And I mean the world, not just, you know, and people have stupid ideas about that it's just some phrase that means nothing. What world is he talking about? This natural world, you will overcome it by this kingdom of God that you walk in. That's how you do it. That's how you operate your business. This is how you succeed when others fail. Why? Because you are operating in a kingdom that's superior to the other kingdom. See, that's more inside of language. Your kingdom's superior to the other kingdom. My king is superior to your king. Now, well, I like my king and he's good. Yeah, but he's not as good as mine. See, that's inside of language, okay? This is what got the apostles in trouble. And who knows, maybe it'll get us in trouble. Glory be to God forever. But either way, we're world overcomers. Yes. Brother, I never heard this kind of thing before in church. Oh, hallelujah. You people stay here. Acts chapter 1. This is Jesus. Verse 3. to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to
what it was like to be crucified and go to hell and how terrible it was.
Now, what did he spend this 40 days doing? With the disciples, declaring to them, speaking to them, giving commandments to them. We see this? About what? The kingdom, the domain of the king, this kingdom. And being assembled together, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. He's teaching them about the kingdom, and he says, don't go anywhere until you receive the promise of the Father. Why? Because it's through this promise of the Father that you'll be able to walk out in the kingdom. And we're going to see this. How do you walk out in the kingdom? It's by the Holy Spirit. It's not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the living God that you subdue this other kingdom, that you walk in this kingdom of God. How violently do you think you shake the kingdom of darkness when you're walking in the power of the living God, the Holy Ghost? The tremors go all throughout hell. Hallelujah. Shake their teeth right out of their skull if they have any. That's by receiving the power of the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. He connected the two, the kingdom of God and the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, I'm realizing this more and more even today than yesterday, and you will too, that it's by the power of the Spirit of God that you have domination in the world. You're a world overcomer when you're in Him. That's His kingdom. His kingdom is in the Holy Spirit. And nothing can overcome you. You overcome it. Acts chapter 16 and verse 20. And brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly what? Trouble our city. Over and over again. What are they doing? They're exceedingly troubling the city. What are they doing? They're shaking it. They're shaking the city to its core. And the magistrates did not like it. You think everybody's going to like it? Let's just imagine for a second that the whole city of Portland repents and turns to God. And the bars close down.
Hallelujah.
Right?
Yes.
Well, the bar owner's going to like that?
No, too bad.
The people that want gay marriage is going on in gay marriage chapel? They're going to like that?
No.
Their business just wouldn't thrive. So there are people who don't remember Paul going into that one city and he saw it given up to adultery and all these other things, and then he went and all these people got converted, and they lost the source of their business. Nobody's buying my five-armed idols anymore, and they used to be a great seller, especially on Shamashamaka Day. And now nobody wants them anymore because of him. That man, he came in here and he's preaching the gospel, messing up our economy. What economy are now we bringing into the earth?
Kingdom.
The kingdom economy. Hallelujah. We're bringing it in. And now tourism's coming in. Why? Because they can go in the streets and there's healing in the streets.
Yes.
Right? It's different. The whole thing changing. And now people that didn't want to be, you know, the right way in political office are getting voted out. And other people, Christians, for goodness sakes, are being voted in office. Ah! Even ones that pray in tongues and hear, say they hear from God. Ah!
Hallelujah.
What's going on to our country?
Yeah.
You go in there and the people are in there, they're about ready to vote on some issue, and they say, well, let's just lift our hands and pray for a little bit. Oh, Father, help us make the right decision.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Stop giving lip service to it. I know they pray a prayer down in Congress the first, you know, before every session. But they don't use the name of Jesus because that might offend somebody. Well, then what are they praying? Nothing. They're just blah, 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 blah. That's what they... Amen. That's all it meant. Just religious form. Let's get the power of God back in here. Let's have our kingdom actually ruling and reigning in the earth like it's supposed to. Wake up, people. This is what we're supposed to do. This is what you're called to do.
Yes.
exceedingly troubled our city. Now go to Acts chapter 21. I tell you, I've been reading this book of Acts. It is a radical book. You should try it sometime. Verse 30. And all the city was moved. All the city was moved. And the people ran together and they took Paul and drew him out of the temple. Where was he? He was, as his custom was, he was in the temple again, this Paul, mixing it up. All the city was moved. The whole city. Imagine them running on the streets, either getting saved and loving it or just angry at you. Either way, love it, brother. I remember Paul saying, you know, the whole play, they were in there going, Diana, Diana, she's the greatest. He goes, I'll send me in there. I'll take care of them. To this writhing crowd of mad mob people, he says, oh, I'll go in. They say, no, Paul, you're the one who stirred them up in the first place. Shaking the king. Do you see what's happening? It's shaking the kingdom. That's why the whole town was moved. It's why the whole city was moved, because he was now violently shaking their kingdom with these words. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. All the people of the city was moved, and the people ran together, and they took Paul and drew him out of the temple, and forthwith the doors were shut. Glory be to God forever. Now go with me, to Luke chapter 21:10. Taking over, you understand? We're taking over. Brother, come on. You gotta be kidding me. I thought we were just gonna be a happy family church. Well, no. And it's not that there's anything wrong with that. Or is there? I don't know anymore. The point is, somebody's gotta do it. So why don't we stand up and take our place as the ones who overcome the world like we're supposed to? Tell you, you go pray in tongues for a couple hours and read this Bible. God's gonna do the same thing to you. He's going to start shaking you up on the inside and saying, hey, this is my plan. This is my purpose. He was raised from the dead and he spoke to his disciple for 40 days about what? The kingdom. The domain of the king. Where? In heaven? No, in earth. This earth. That's why they spilled out. They got filled with the Holy Ghost. They went into all these other cities. What were they preaching? The domain of the king. And they either loved it or hated it. There was no middle ground. Black or white. Luke 21:10. Yeah, but won't this irritate? Yes, it'll irritate people. Yes, they won't understand. But then there'll be those who do, and they'll be on the same bandwagon you're on, and then your posse will be bigger, and God will probably send you to another city. To cities, people. Sounds like you just want to mess things up. Yeah. Why not? Mess it up. This is what the gospel does. Jesus said, I came to bring a sword. Right? A sword. What does a sword do? They hang it on the wall. It looks pretty. No, it cuts things. Slices them right down the middle. And if you're in the way, you get sliced down the middle. The object is to get to one side or the other and stay there. So in reality, your church should be sending a slice right down the middle of the city, and people go, what? We're either going to get on this side or that side, but there's no middle ground here. Well, most of the churches just have a middle ground, and we just love everybody, and everybody's okay, and we just tolerate anything. There's no sword here. Come on in. Hallelujah. But we're not playing around. That's my point, really, okay? If you want to boil this down, we are not fooling. Either this is true or it's not. If it's not true, fine, whatever. We can just, let's just go out to lunch and have fellowship. But if this is true, let's do it. Let's commit on the inside of us that this word is true. I'm actually in a kingdom now. I've been translated from the power of darkness. Now there's something required of me. And that's to operate in this kingdom, to stand up and to be a kingdom person, somebody who's going to do what God told him to do. And a lot of it is just plain dominance. And I don't want to dominate. Well, then you'll be dominated one way or the other. 21:10. Then said he, this is Jesus, unto them, nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. This was the problem with the message of the gospel in that day. It's going to be the problem with the message of the gospel in this day. Our kingdom is rising against the other kingdom. And there will be friction. The other kingdom doesn't like it. But are we going to back down? Absolutely not. Our kingdom overcomes their kingdom. Our kingdom has more power and authority than the other kingdom. This kingdom is right?
Yes.
Did Jesus say this?
Yes,
but he's talking about a sign of the end when a nation would rise in a kingdom. Yeah, why didn't he just say nation and nation then? Nation and king, this kingdom is rising against. It's rising against. It's coming up in greater authority, and it's going to be messages like this that incite people to actually take the place that they're supposed to be. God's called you to something, and you need to stand in that office, and that office has power. And as you're in that power of the office, it will overcome the power of the devil, and he won't like it, but tough. This is serious business. The problem with the gospel, the real, legitimate, raw gospel, is that it requires you to die to yourself and take up your cross and follow him. Well, this is where he's going, world domination, brother. This is where you're going. And you got to screw your head on a different way because you thought you were doing something else. I just came to church to dress nice. Now you're telling me I have to die to myself. I have to take up a cross. I have to follow him. I got to overcome the world. We got to take cities. We got to irritate other ones. We got to do all this stuff. But we're going to do all this stuff. Why? Because he's our Lord. I'm not making this up. Although it would be fun to make it up. But I'm not. This is the language of the Bible. This is what they did. This is what he commanded them to do. And as they were led by the... Was Paul being led by the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
When he went into those cities and then the whole city turned out? Of course he was. The power of the Holy Ghost. We're walking in his power. It's going to do the same thing. We'll go into cities. We're going to turn it upside down. These people who've turned the world upside down have come here. Haggai chapter 2. Brother, I just don't know. This just sounds extreme. You know, Jesus was an extreme... And he still is. He's even more extreme today than he was before. These things are winding up here. We're towards the end of time now. The kingdom is supposed to rise up. We're supposed to stand up and take our authority in the earth and begin to dominate. Are you game?
Yes. Hallelujah.
This is the point. We gotta stack up ourselves and count the cost and go, wait a minute, am I able to do this? And I know what it means is a lot of other things have to fall to the side, don't they? But are you dropping it for a greater purpose? Are you kidding me? There's nothing. Come on. He said every house you leave, he's going to give you 100. Right? That means you're only going to be in that house 3 times in a year. You got 100 houses, Jane. You're going to sleep in a different house every 3 days. That's extreme, bro. Hey, you know, what do you want me to preach? Some kind of just little gospel here that's not telling you the truth? I know you don't want that. You want the truth. You want to see that, hey, wait a minute. Frankly, I would feel like I've been lied to by most of the preachers and stuff before because they weren't telling you this. They were just telling you the lovey-lovey thing, you know? I think they're lying to you when they just tell you to make Jesus Savior. Because they're not telling you the truth. You get saved, he becomes Lord. Guess what? You got to die to yourself. You're going to follow him. Lord, people. They're tricking you with their cookies. That's why a lot of them just don't amount to much in the kingdom of heaven. But now I'm just... tightening up your bootstraps and shaking you. It's time. It's time for this army of God to rise up. There's other scriptures. Man, I had so many scriptures on this. It's because the Bible's just replete with it. It's just filled with this type of language. The warrior of the Lord should not entangle himself in the affairs of life that he may please the one who enlisted him. Which means the farther you go in this, and this kind of language, this kind of message, the farther you go, the less of you is going to have to be able to stay there. If you're in a platoon and you guys are engaging in a combat, you're going to take over some ground from the enemy, what are you going to do? Knit a sweater? Because you felt like it? You get a little bit behind in your knitting. No, you're going to be focused. You're going to be listening to the commands that are coming over the radio from the sergeant telling you when to go, when to run, when to shoot, when to dive, get in the trenches. Cover yourself with mud so you look like the earth and nobody can see you, and then you sneak up behind them and you get them. Right? Brother, this stuff doesn't go on. Are you kidding me? This stuff goes on in the spirit realm. This is a real warfare. And it's not a warfare. Oh, we think of warfare as, oh, we're combating the enemy because he's so big and powerful. He is not. We're the ones taking over his kingdom strategically. We're the ones shaking him.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Haggai. Jesus is Lord. Glory be to God forever. Haggai chapter 2, verse 5. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you. Fear you not. When his spirit's among you, don't fear. Don't fear the enemy. Don't fear what it looks like. The Spirit of God's among us. That's the key. And when his Spirit's among you, what is he going to do? Let's look here. For thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. What's he going to do? Who's shaking who? The Holy Ghost among you is going to shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. He's going to do it. The word shake, look it up. I used to love this word. I did many studies on it. It means to radically reorganize the structure of something.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost among you, and this is the purpose, is to radically shake, reorganize the structure of wherever you are. Into what, do you suppose? Into the kingdom of God. He's going to radically, so if we're in this city and God's called us to be here, then we're going to radically shake it, reorganize the structure of it. And look what he says is going to happen.
Yeah.
I will shake all nations. The desire of all nations shall come. I will fill this house with glory. The silver is mine. The gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. Who does all the silver and the gold belong to? Well, the people that have it. Not according to this. It's his. So what is he shaking here? What do you think he's shaking here? The economy. How's he doing it? By his spirit among you, shaking the economy, shaking, radically reorganizing it.
Hallelujah.
And then he's reclaiming it. He's saying, it's mine. It's mine. It's mine. And you might as well just get on board and say it too. He's my Lord. It's mine. Mine, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. You're just gold greedy. No, I'm biblical. World dominating and claiming all the gold and the silver. Thank you. Well, I don't know. This is radical. I'm telling you, this is the Bible, people. I never saw this before. They never told me this in Sunday school. Well, they should. Dress all the kids up in camouflage. Make them stand up straight in a row. Grab their Bible like it's a sword. Stomp around the room like they're stomping on the devil's head.
Amen.
Train them up in the way they should go. When they're old, they'll not depart from it. Speak in tongues. Quote scriptures.
Hallelujah.
And enter into the kingdom and stay there. And become truly established in the kingdom of God and destroying the power of darkness. Welcome to Children's Church. They do that in some of those other countries, you know. You go and you look at their army and it's like 12-year-olds. Right? Girls and boys. Why? Because they're the ones they've got. There's no reason you can't take the devil. My goodness, you're in the name of Jesus. Every single kid can do the exact same anything any of us older people could do.
Yes. Hallelujah.
What's it, some other kingdom? You got kitty kingdom?
Nope.
And the kitty kingdom shall inherit the earth.
Shall what? Inherit the earth, people. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace and prosperity. I wrote the actual definition of shake down here. It is to effect an extensive and often drastic reorganization of something. When the gospel came into those cities, what happened? It affected a drastic reorganization of something. Everybody left their jobs. Everybody came out and they're coming out and yelling at Alan because he showed up. Or they came out. Many other times, the whole city repented. They all turned. But either way, there was a shaking going on. And who was doing the shaking? The devils. The Holy Ghost was shaking them. The Holy Ghost was shaking the kingdom, and this is what we're talking about. I'm glad you came. Welcome to church. If we do this right and we follow the Holy Ghost and he dwells among us, then this is going to happen according to the Word. Not something I'm making up. Not even something I chose to make as a plan for this church. But my plan is to have the Holy Ghost among us, and therefore this will happen. We will either take the city or just irritate them. But I'm believing to take them. Because we can pray for him and believe him in.
Yes, we can.
But we're going to have the Holy Ghost. We're going to obey him. We're going to follow him. And we're going to see the results that he wants. Hallelujah. Psalms 2:8. I will end with this. I hope that put a fire in your belly. We can do this. You can do this. This is what you're called for. This is what you're designed for. When you were born, you were what? When you were born again, you were transferred out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his Son, which is the kingdom of light. This is what you're designed for. I'm designed to take cities. You should wake up in the morning and say that. All the equipment you need on the inside of you is designed to do this. Ask of me. And I will give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of what? The earth for thy possession. Do you have a promise in the Word that if you ask God, he will give you an inheritance? And what did he say the inheritance was? Heathen. If you ask for the inheritance, he gives you the inheritance. It's the heathen. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Glory to God, welcome. They'll just come walking in off the street. You'll get the heathen for your inheritance, and then what? The uttermost parts of what? The earth for your possession. The earth, brother? The earth, the thing you walk on, the earth. He's going to give it to you for your is this what the Bible says? Am I making this up? Is this what it says? It says this. The earth for your possession. Right? How much of it do you want? I guess you can have a little bit if you want it, or you can have the whole thing. Who wants the whole thing? You're going to have to be committed to having the whole thing, though. You can't just... Do you understand? You can't just get, well, you can, I guess. If you get what you want in the kingdom of God. If you want just a little dabble, do you? Well, then, you know, have your little dab. But you're not running with a group of people that want just a little dab. Understand that. We're going to say it like it is. We're going to believe for it. And we're going to see this thing be subdued unto the kingdom of God. That's what you're designed for. You're called into the kingdom for such a time. Called into the what? The kingdom for such a time. And what time is it? It's time to dominate. It's time to overcome. It's time to subdue the things of the world and bring it into what? The subjection to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your kingdom. We thank you for showing us. I'm asking you to reveal to us right now the place that we are to occupy in this wonderful kingdom, and show us how to live far above all the powers of the devil. We ask you to begin to move upon us and show us the way for us to walk, that we may literally begin shaking, and you may shake through us this earth. This earth that we live in, I'm believing right now, Father, that those things are taking place in us. They're rising up, even things that have been subdued on the inside of you for years. They're going to come back up, come to the forefront, and you will begin to see how to do it. I thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.